I'd like to call the Kootuat Policy Advisory Committee meeting to order on Tuesday, March 20th, 2018, at 7 p.m. Is anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording. Okay, the first order of business is, Chris had emailed us all a copy of the minutes and asked if we had any corrections to let her know. I had a couple of concerns and corrections, so I took her document and made my corrections on the one I just handed to all of you. So if you want to take a minute to read it, and then if you have any additional corrections.
I had mine. Did I get another one?
I just put one out on the table. That's it right there. Where did it go?
Is this a corrected document?
That's my version, yep.
Okay, because I just have mine that I had highlighted.
And you sort of...
I took her document. You can edit it. Well, I was a little concerned because in our last meeting, we said that she would do a transcription of the meeting. And a transcription is word for word. And she didn't really do word for word. She did an awesome job, but she caught some points and she sort of put a spin on some others. So I sort of just cleaned it up to make it more direct and have them be true minutes versus a transcription. So, I just made sure everybody's name was appropriate because Lisa is Lisa Mycock Kelly, not...
I don't have that. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, here, you can have my copy.
Sure. I would not. I do what I can, so I can't comment a lot on this, but the one thing...
And if you wanted to wait, we could take them home and everybody make their corrections and we can accept the minutes the next time.
Yeah. No, I was a little surprised to read that this committee worked on job descriptions last year. And I guess that is a reference to the water... Is that right?
No, we actually... had made that recommendation, and that's why the water department started working on them. Because that was something Don Campbell, Don had brought it 2 years ago, and it was something we carried over. So,
that was my suggestion, and I wrote all those job descriptions.
Okay.
So, you know, I just want to clarify that. Because I started 3 years ago with the water commission.
Right.
I asked for the job descriptions of our employees, and there were none.
There were none. And there's still not for a lot of employees in the district, and hopefully everybody's working on cleaning those up. I know the water department was doing a great job, and Lisa was going to look into the employees of the Prudential Committee, and Adam was going to...
Yeah, I have the job descriptions of the two non-union employees, as far as I know, of the fire department.
Okay.
I think one of the things that we talked about last week was what is the purpose of the committee, and I think to sum it up, so it's okay, Chairwoman,
yeah.
That the Policy Advisory Committee is designed to suggest that things like job descriptions exist as opposed to actually create the job descriptions.
Yes, I agree.
So we just look at things that need to be worked on and make recommendations that they get worked on.
Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. And I being on this committee 2 years ago, years ago, whatever, but the committee wanted to get on leadership and not focus on policy, you know, when do we turn the streetlights on and stuff, which really isn't, I don't believe the job of this committee. I think policy is at a higher level. You worry about getting things done at that level.
Execution and implementation.
Through commissioners.
So do you want to postpone accepting the minutes in the next meeting?
Yes, I'd like a chance, please.
Yeah, that'd
if
be
I
perfect.
May
so
look at them.
We'll move the accepting the minutes to our next meeting. The next thing on the agenda is review current sick time policies. Were you able to bring the water department handbook with you?
I have the handbook with me, and I also have, for your reading pleasure, there's two new state laws that are going to apply to leave one more remotely than the other, but I've got our consultant's opinion on those. We don't have our lawyer's feedback on it yet, but this concerns the New Family Leave Act and also this is fair Pay Equity Act. Anyway, I've got a copy for all of you.
Thank you.
Again, you know, we don't have the lawyer's feedback on this, the district lawyer's feedback, so please, you know, treat them that way. You all have a copy.
It's all right, I get it.
Seemed to be minus one.
We have about, I think, 8 pages in our handbook that deals with, I believe, every kind of leave there is. And although there is some latitude for the superintendent in one case, for the commissioners, in terms of granting leave for different purposes, sick leave is very clear. Sick leave is to be used for sickness only, period. You know, the sentence doesn't go beyond that. The superintendent doesn't have any latitude, the commissioner doesn't have any latitude. And it's also very clear that when you're in a non-pay status for family leave, that you don't accrue any other leave. So, you know, it's clear, and I can get copies of the handbook to you, and I didn't know whether Tom had given you copies of the current handbook.
No, Jed said it, you had it on electronic.
Yeah, it's, I think it's posted on our website.
I couldn't find it.
That posted or distributed to you, but I mean, the handbook has about 8 pages of just leave and how you deal with the vacation leave is very clear. As I said, there's some granting or non-granting, depending on the superintendent's discretion, of unpaid leave for specific purposes.
But it's
family members, death, things like that.
But it's unpaid.
It's unpaid, yeah. And you don't accrue, when you're in a non-pay status, you don't accrue other leave.
And I'm sorry, did you say that the sick leave policy for the water department employees is for their own personal sickness only?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's very straightforward. It's, I can probably pick the
That's pretty much what we wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could forward that handbook to us all so we could at least have it, we'll look at it.
The Prudential Committee, we do not have, from my understanding, a formal handbook, if you will. We have, kind of going back to like the job descriptions, we did just do a job description because we did just hire a new assistant treasurer, so that kind of came together. And certainly, I will go back to my committee and recommend that we round out those. I know they had started to work on that. Hasn't been under my watch, per se, but, you know, we only have a couple of
employees,
so.
Do you have copies of the job descriptions with you?
No, I can circulate the assistant treasurer one, by all means. There's no handbook, and honestly, I think that there should be a handbook. So, as far as our four employees, although they're all very part-time, our new assistant treasurer will be a more full-time than our leaving assistant treasurer. But she still will not achieve, she's not going to be a 40-hour employee.
Right, but she can still take family medical leave, so we should probably have something.
Yep.
So it's something we can look at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that state law, the second one that comes into effect, I think 4/1/18, is mentioned in here by, it is family leave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the state law is going to supersede anything, you know, I think that we have in our handbook. Just to quote what our handbook, page 45, says about sick leave. Sick leave must be used for sickness only for no other purpose. So it's real specific. But there is a little bit of flexibility with other leaves, but
it's unpaid.
It's the discretion, unpaid leave is the discretion.
Adam, who will
I brought the, and I did not make copies because I was unsure of whether I should be wasting valuable paper at this stage. But as you can see, there are two separate documents, one referring to Chris Dolly's job description and the other is Paul Lee's job description. In each of them, there is the topic of leave that's covered. And sick leave, in the case of Chris Dolly, is defined as, we don't have an additional clause in the contract or in this description that talks about the use specifically, but it says 15 sick leave days per year, vested at the start of the year, meaning, and I don't, it doesn't, I don't recall, it's, I can't do the math quickly, it's like one and a little bit.
One and three quarters.
One and three quarters per month. And the fire chief may approach board for reconsideration in the event of an extended illness. There isn't anything that says, like, fix handbook.
But if it doesn't say it may be used for other purposes, it's assumed, I looked that up under Mass General Law, the definition of sick time.
Well, I talked to Paul today, and I said, you know, if you're sick, you're sick.
Right.
And he goes, yes. It's not like if your dog is sick, you're sick. He goes, yeah.
Okay.
And in the case of the chief, also 15 sick days a year, additional days may be approved at the discretion of the commissioners. I think that's, it's not meant for being unpaid. It could be, you know, in this case, paid. Unused sick days may be accrued up to a maximum of 220 days. At the time of retirement, the chief shall be compensated for 25%, in parentheses 25%, of the number of accumulated sick time days. So if he had 100, he would get 25. Okay. Now, I don't think these rise to the level of policy, but they're certainly descriptors.
There's descriptors. Can you just like scan those pages?
Yeah, no, I'm happy to scan these in. If everyone wants to look at them, then yeah. I will do that. I thought what we could do is, and I think once we get Lisa's stuff for credential,
we don't even have that writing.
We could essentially borrow from the model that the Water Department has put forth and said, use the language there. If we as an organization want to say this should be the policy, best thing to do is to crib from something that's already written, in my opinion.
It is.
And just add these things into the job descriptions. I don't think anyone's going to have at least.
And I'm sorry, because this is my first rodeo. Is it our job to actually come up with the policy? I thought it was our job to go to the commissioners and say, look, we think that you should have a written cohesive sick leave policy.
Well, we can do that, or we can come up with what we would like to see. So it wouldn't be the policy. It would be something that we would like them to look at and either adapt or.
I was going beyond about what I, as a commissioner, could do if the policy advisory committee says you need to have something that's a little bit more, you should have a policy.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be consistent.
Let's start here.
Right. Yeah,
let's start here. Right.
You know, what I would do to implement that that request is fit can be something that, you know, that's what I'm sure.
Yeah. Can I start with that? Yeah.
Yeah. A question for Adam. Is it just the union firefighters and our chief that can accumulate sick days, or can all municipal employees do that?
No, just
just the union firefighters and
the fire
and
chief.
It's specific to our chief's contract.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Right. The for Chris Dolly, sick time doesn't, sick time is,
she gets 15 a year,
yeah,
and then it goes away if she doesn't use it.
Good. Thanks.
I just wanted to, I was going to email this to everybody, but I wasn't sure because I don't want to answer any of my other emails, so I just made 5 copies thinking I wasn't going to kill too many trees. This is the copy from the union contract for the firefighters.
Yeah.
And I just basically did this so everybody would feel comfortable, because I know the last time people said, well, if we come up with a policy, you know, it can't supersede the union contract. Well, I'd like to point out that it's very clear that there's not much in the contract that really says much about sick leave. It says sick leave accrual, which the employee shall earn sick leave benefits with pay for non-duty related injuries or illness equal to 1 1/4 days per month for a total of 15 days per year. Sick leave benefits may be accumulated to a total of 200 days. So it's sort of the same as the chief's. But it, to me, it's specific. It does say for pay for non-duty related injuries or illness. So that means their illness. It doesn't say it can be used for anything else but their illness.
Okay.
So I just wanted to point that out to everybody.
Yeah, that seems clear.
Well, again, you know, this is a contract that's been negotiated. It's, you know, anything that we as a policy advisory committee would come up with as a request to, I can't go and, modify this.
No, you can't, but it's not, like I said, but it's clear in their contract that they get the 15 days per year, that they can get 200, but they only can use it for their illness.
So what we would do is, we wouldn't make any changes to the contract, obviously, but we would decide what definition of sick leave we would have be part of the family medical leave
right,
policy.
Which is clear now that with the water department's handbook and the firefighter's contract, the chief's job description, and Chris Dolly's, we don't have anything for the Prudential Committee, but it's clear that all employees of the Kituit Fire District should only be using sick time for their own personal injury.
Exactly. And yet, okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean.
So we're all under agreement with that?
Well, I'll be honest. I did a little bit of research, and I have to do more. I did this just this afternoon about, the Mass Earned Sick Time Law and who can be used. And they certainly.
And where is this?
That's Mass Employees. And Mass Employees is very liberal.
Yeah.
But it has to be adopted by each town or fire district. And we have never,
we've never adopted
anything. So that's what I'm putting out there, that we've never adopted anything. The handbook is very clear. The union contract is very clear. So if we want to, if anybody wants to interpret it differently, it needs to be adopted. I mean, if you look at the Massachusetts handbook, they get more than 12 weeks. I think they get 26 weeks of family medical leave.
Well, the family, but this is just sick leave.
Just sick leave, but it's very liberal, but that's a state employee and it was adopted by.
Well, this is for any employee who has. You know what, I'll do a summary of this.
Yeah.
I just read through it quickly.
This is part of the Mass.
This is the Mass.
Law.
No, it's not Mass General Law. It's the Mass Employees.
Right, Mass Employees. And just their, theirs covers basically the Family Leave Act and who you can apply your sick time to.
Right.
It broadens it beyond the employee directly to
his parents or her parents. And it's only for Mass state employees, and it's only for their executive employees. It isn't for their.
I didn't see that it was only.
Yeah,
for
if you look, if you look, it's for their executive employees. But because I pulled it up today too, just to make sure it hadn't changed.
Yeah, I was just looking for. I'll send you the link. I can send you the link.
Yeah, I have a group email going around that everybody's on.
Yeah.
And I included Amy.
Amy. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. I sent you all a reminder of tonight's meeting.
When did you send it?
On Friday. I will tell you when I sent it.
I didn't see it. I went in today. Friday? Okay.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of things.
I sent it on March 10th at 6:10 a.m. before I went to work.
So the action.
And I sent it to Vic's, KituitFireDistrict.org. I sent it to your home address. I sent it to Amy's home address. And I sent it to your agent.
I got an email that said, Vic, can you please send out?
Yeah.
Is that the one you're referring to?
Yeah.
I wasn't really addressed to me.
I attached a draft of the agenda if anybody had anything to add.
Yeah.
So everybody's emails is on that email.
Yeah.
That's all. I was just letting you know you read everybody's email. And if you want me to change it, you just said you weren't sure.
No, I was, the fire district one is now working, so.
It's now working, okay.
I was a little sidetracked with my daughter becoming a teacher.
Oh, congratulations.
How did that go?
It went great.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
Now he gets to realize, oh my God, how much weddings cost.
All right, so the action item is, for me, is I will scan these in, and so we can have digital copies and also.
I am going to get what limited job description we have available for Prudential Committee, our little four-time, part-timers. And I will do my best to summarize, and I'll send the link. To this, I ask questions that I was reviewing.
Now, I was not going to make a copy of this whole packet here. But what I have here that I will scan now that everybody's going to check their email is the U.S. Department of Labor actually has forms that you're supposed to use when an employee wants to go out on family medical leave, when the employer wants the employee to go out on family medical leave, when the employee comes back from family medical leave, and the form that has to be filled out by the health care provider. And they're really nice, concise forms. There's no reason to read. So I will scan those and send them to you for everybody to look at, but they're put out by, like I said, U.S. Department of Labor.
And are those mandatory, or are those proposed forms for employers to use?
It is mandatory that when an employee goes out on family medical leave, they have to notify the employer.
Mm-hmm.
The employer has to notify the employee of if it's going to be accepted or not, because you have to fall into a category. You had to have worked at least 3 months.
Yeah,
you have to all that stuff.
120
and
days.
Then, if it's the employee is sick, the employee can then use sick time instead of having it be unpaid.
Right.
If the employee isn't sick and it's for another one of the categories, then it would be family medical leave unpaid, and that has to all be addressed prior to the employee going out.
Okay. So if they have, as long as there's compliance with the law and the notification.
Yeah, they wrote the law, Department of Labor.
Yeah, no. I mean, we don't know whether we're using those forms or have some other.
Well, we can adapt them, but they have to have certain things in it, and it tells you what you need. Like I said, you have to notify your employee, or because the employer also has the right to put an employee out on family medical leave. So, like, if an employee comes to you and says that they're going to be out for three or more shifts, the employer, to cover themselves, can say, we're going to put you on family medical leave to run concurrent with your sick time. So a lot of big businesses do that so that employees don't go out and use all their sick time. Because, like, let's say you had a firefighter who could went out and used all his sick time, like, say you had 180 days saved, and then came back after 180 days and said, well, now I want to go out on family medical leave and be out another 12 weeks. That would put the village at a hardship.
Sure.
So that won't happen when an employee is taking extended sick time. The employer says, I'm going to run it concurrent with your family medical leave, and it's just to protect the employer.
Okay. I wonder how this jives with the new state law.
Well, Fed will always supersede state, but it will. Not always.
Not always. Not if the state's more liberal.
Not if the state's
more liberal. Massachusetts is pretty darn liberal when it comes to this stuff, so don't be surprised.
But I looked at the Mass one, and that's when I found out the.
Actually, that's really getting that into the minutia. I mean, if we make a recommendation that the policy for leave should be, reviewed, then.
And compliance. Certainly in compliance.
No, we would just send these with it, saying these are sample forms. Mm-hmm. And the reason I want to do this is because I had asked Jen if she knew if anybody's ever been out in the water department on family medical leave, and she wasn't sure. Did she ever get back to you with that?
Yeah, I talked to her today. I was down there today, and I don't think so. Yeah.
Right. So the only person I'm aware of in the last, 15 years is just one incident that happened in Kituit.
And it was a firefighter.
It was a firefighter. And there was definitely some things we needed to learn from it and make sure the same mistakes don't happen again. That's basically.
Question for you, Sin. You said that large employers run the family medical leave concurrent with sick leave. Mm-hmm. So does that mean you take leave without pay initially?
No, you take your sick pay.
You take your sick
pay. But at the same time, you're on family medical leave, so you can't use up all your sick time and then tell your employer, okay, I've used up all my sick time, now I'm going to take the additional 12 weeks of family medical.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
How does this work with the, and then again, I'm sucking to the trying to go into details, but, you know, our handbook's pretty clear when you take sick leave that you need a medical certificate to say that you're actually sick and you're not for some other purpose. Is that pretty much the way it works with the firemen?
For family medical leave, you definitely need a note from the doctor. But for the firefighters, in here it says in their contract, doctor certificate. The fire chief, at his discretion, may require a doctor certificate from employee. It's not mandated. It's at the chief's discretion. Who has been sick for more than 3 days, or when use of sick leave increases in a frequency, or where abuse is suspected, or a pattern is detected.
So it's unlikely if the fire chief was on this job that the employee went out on, other than sick leave and things that were sick leave, that they wouldn't be, I don't know, I guess found out, but I mean, the fire chief would soon know that it's what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, and I think that the practice is that you're going to fall on the side of being, you know, asked for more documentation than less documentation. So,
And the form from the World Health, U.S. Department of Labor, it's pretty clear. You know, it goes into what other conditions are considered, like if it's not an employee, like if it's a family member. I mean, it also has a section because your leave can be extended if it's a person in the military that comes back injured. So there's all, I mean, it's very.
Sure.
So does anybody have any questions regarding any of that stuff?
Yeah. You said that there were forms for the Department of Labor. Does the fire department have those forms? And have they utilized those forms in any approval for family medical leave so far? Do we know?
To my knowledge, there hasn't been anyone that's requested it other than that one time that I don't know anything about.
Right, and at that time, I asked if the forms were filled out prior to the leave. And Paul said he wasn't aware of that, so he was supposedly supposed to look into it, and I assume he did get him caught up because he just wasn't aware. And like I said, that is a different issue. It's because that's what brought it to the forefront, and like I always say, people make mistakes. There's nothing wrong with making a mistake. My problem is when you make a mistake, you learn that you make a mistake, and you continue to make the mistake over and over and over again, that I get upset. Right. So that's why I'd like to see a policy be put in place. So anybody that comes in a management position says, okay, I have an employee that wants to go out on family medical leave, pull out a file, have a checklist. Okay, did I do this form? Did I do this form? Did I do this form? To have all their
and they may have, they may have internal form, but
yeah.
I think certainly those are. At the root of, again, don't forget what you were going to say.
No,
we're moving on. At the root of this line of this discussion is the is not so much the misuse of sick time. I mean, the people are sick, they're sick.
Right.
It's the potential for getting to accrue or use up sick time. I think what you're advocating is a policy, I don't know, is that if you're on family medical leave, the Family Medical Leave Act, as I understand it, is unpaid leave because of a medical emergency, and you won't lose your job.
Right.
It's not necessarily to chew up sick time.
Right. But if the employee goes out on family medical leave and is sick themselves, they can use their sick time. I don't want them, though, if it's their spouse or their child who's sick, I don't want them to be able to use their sick time. The reason firefighters have such a liberal sick time policy and they're able to save it from year to year to year is so, God forbid, they're out with their family doing something and they get hurt, because a firefighter has to be able to come back to work, they have to be able to lift a certain amount of weight, they can't be, you know, it's not like they can come back light duty and be efficient. Like, I could go to work, like when I had my foot operated on, I hobbled into work in an air boot. But if I was a firefighter, I couldn't do that. So that's why firefighters are allowed to save their time. I mean, my husband, throughout his career, one time we were skiing, he tore his ACL. He had to use his sick time when he came back until he could go to work. Or another time, he was playing flag football with the fire department and broke his leg. Thank God he had that sick time. And that's why I encourage our firefighters to remember, you never know when something freak is going to happen, and you need to have that sick time. And it should be there so that, God forbid, you wouldn't lose your job. Because there have been firefighters that got injured outside of work who didn't have enough sick time, who lost their jobs.
Well, there's, you know, a couple of things. One that's true, the water. You know, if our employees are hurt or sick, they can't come back and do light duty because they're doing heavy duty all
right.
day.
And they save their sick days too.
Yeah, but the other thing is, you know, I was a federal employee for 45 years, and I supervised 50 federal employees. And there's all kind of abuses of sick leave. Natural tendency is if you accrue sick leave, well, which has changed now in the last 5 years, and you can't accrue that, you don't get paid for it when you retire, then the tendency is, well, I'm going to use it up. You know, I've got 12 or 15 days, and I'll take a day here and a day there. And then, but all that said, it's really the responsibility of the two superintendents, the fire chief and the superintendent of the water department. And I kind of feel like, you know, that was my job. That's their job. That's what we're paying them. They're supervisors. And, you know, if they're not doing their job, then it's up to the water commissioners and the fire commissioners to say, you know, you're not doing your job. But policies are good, but I think you also need to put some responsibility where it belongs. And that's with our two professional.
And you need to point out, and that's the job of the fire commissioners and the water commissioners. Like, if you look at an employee's sick time and you realize, okay, firefighters work 24-hour shifts. Why does this employee call out for the day shift and come in and work the night shift, and he does it consecutively on the same day every week when he has to work that day? To me, that's a pattern, and that should be addressed.
Or every Friday.
Exactly. I mean, I was in the same boat. I supervise hundreds of employees as a nurse manager and director of nursing, and you have to stay on top of that, and especially during that yearly employee review is when I used to catch that, because I would pull their file out and look at those patterns, and we just need to pay attention to that.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. So, moving on, the next thing was review proposed bylaws. Did anybody have a problem with me putting together a proposed bylaw to send to the Prudential Committee to ask the bylaw committee to look for regarding that meeting within the first quarter?
For this committee meeting?
Yeah. Does anybody have a problem with that?
Who's the bylaw committee? I have no idea. I don't know.
Penny LeVert.
Stan Goldstein is the Prudential
Stan
Committee
Goldstein's
member.
Stan Goldstein is the member.
Right.
And, oh,
is
my God.
Is it still, I know.
Been around forever. She wrote the Kootenai handbook. Oh my God. Marge?
No, Mimi.
Thank you.
It's Mimi McConnell.
Mimi McConnell.
Yeah.
Those
and Penny.
And Penny.
Mimi and Penny. And then.
And I don't know who
and
the
members,
water
know,
and
yeah, they're
yeah.
The two,
fire commissioners
they're the two
are.
Public members. And then the.
And Stan Goldstein was from our
each
office.
Of the,
yeah.
Must be Tom.
The boards, exactly. Right.
That's what you did say.
And I don't know. You probably know much better. You watch the agendas.
Yeah, there hasn't been an agenda posted.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Things I do at 4 o'clock in the morning before I go to work.
And I just wanted to clarify that the Sick Leave Act applies to all businesses that have more than a certain number.
But,
I mean, not just mass employees.
Right, but it,
but districts, municipalities have to opt into it.
Opt
so this
into
is
it.
The norm of, you know,
right.
what
but
businesses
it,
are doing.
Right, but it only, it doesn't address anything except employee sick time, unless you found something different. Did you?
It applies to a much broader,
you can use it for a lot of the things you can use the Medical Family Leave Act for.
Send that document over, because like I said, I've pretty much been in touch with all the state agencies, so I feel confident in my reading the law.
You get an hour of sick time for every 30 hours. I know that on my, you know, I get a pay stub from a payroll service, and it has it down in the lower left.
Right, and that's one thing we didn't do in Kituit, but we now have adopted in Kituit, which is
standardized.
Good. Standardized, yep.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, just scan all those documents and send it out to everybody.
This is the earned sick time in Massachusetts frequently asked questions.
Yep.
From mass.gov.
From the Massachusetts Attorney General's office.
Yes. And they even have sample, you know, earned sick time policies.
All permissible uses of earned sick time,
mm-hmm.
for example.
Mm-hmm.
Subsection C, rescinding.
I will scan and email that around.
It sounds to me like, in practice, we've been less liberal than what I saw there.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yes.
I think you're very right. But the state of Massachusetts is very liberal.
Yeah.
Even, you know,
to your point, if Chris, if someone comes to him and says, look, I feel shitty, okay. He might go home and feel shitty and take care of the dog.
Sure.
And that's, I have no problem with an employee using their sick time for their sick, and they say that. I do have a problem, like I said, if you look at an employee's sick time record and you notice that then every Tuesday that they're working on a Tuesday, they call out sick for the day but come to work for the night. I have an issue with that. I also have an issue with a firefighter
probably
using
someone.
Sick pay when they're out on paternity leave through family medical leave, when it clearly states in their contract and it clearly states in the mass thing that it's unpaid, not paid. But I will.
Well, I think some of those things, unfortunately, Cindy, those are management things. You know, the employee who's always sick on Friday has absolutely nothing to do with the
people sitting at this table.
No, but that's something they need to look
you
at.
Know,
I mean,
that's
why.
Something
that
you know,
management needs to look at. Yeah,
the superintendent
totally
or chief
needs to look at. We can't put a if you call out
sick every other
no,
Thursday
but we could say, you
policy
know,
into place. But
if someone's off on paternity leave, and I'm still trying to parse your example because I don't understand. You're saying I understand that it rankles you, but I don't understand what it is what the example.
Okay. The example is paternity leave through family medical leave is granted. I have no problem with that, but it's unpaid. I have a problem with our employee who goes out on family medical leave for paternity leave and uses his sick time to get paid while he's out. It should be either vacation or personal time, not sick leave, when he's out on paternity leave.
Because he's not the sick one.
He's not the sick one.
Where if I think the Massachusetts, you know, what I'm looking at here does allow you to apply sick time to other.
If you choose to, but like now, their contract, we have not adopted that, and their contract says sick leave is only for sick leave, and that's what I want addressed. If.
Well, so again,
I want to
address lots of things here in the contract. I think that we need to.
I don't have to address anything here because we don't have the authority to do it.
Exactly.
All I want to say is that these are the things we discussed for the reasons why. We look at our handbook at the water department. It's clear that you only can use sick time for your personal illness. We look at the firefighter's contract. It is clear that they only can use that. We look at the family medical leave, what is allowed, and it's clearly that it's always allowed to have the leave but unpaid, and then it says when you can pay an employee, and it's very specific that has to be adopted. And that's the reason why we want the Prudential Committee to create a policy.
Well, then we have to decide whether we're going to be a strict, keep it a strict policy to the individual who's sick and allowing them to use their sick time if they're out under Family Medical Leave Act, or if we're going to broaden it like they do under the Massachusetts Medical Leave Act. Let them use sick leave for basically anything you can use Family Medical Leave Act for.
But I'm a little mixed up with this. You know, there's clear policy here for the water department. Mm-hmm. The fire department is going to be constrained by whatever it is in that contract, which may be different.
No, I gave it to you.
And if the Prudential Committee, it may be different than what they choose to do for their.
Oh, there's two classes of employees.
Nobody takes the time for I understand.
Yeah. And you have a couple of non fire department employees. But I think there are policies in place, and building an overall arching policy, what would that policy say? That you're going to follow the policies of the water department and the contractor.
No, I think the way I would implement a recommendation out of this committee, if I put my fire commissioner's hat on, is to be part of a collaborative effort to come up with a consistent
universal policy,
consistent way of defining things like sickness and who it applies to, and so forth. And you know, it's perfectly okay. Me, for example, to sit here and say it's entirely reasonable for the two employees that are not union employees to abide by or comply with a policy that reads similar to the way the water department's employee handbook.
But I don't think there's a unified theory. For example, our employees don't accrue 200 days of sick leave. Mm-hmm. And the firemen do, and I don't see the water department going that direction. And
right.
No.
But that's a contract issue. That's not.
Yeah.
We're not looking at the contract. We're looking at establishing what the definition of sick leave is.
Right.
Is sick leave just for personal use? You see what I'm saying? Or is sick leave more general and liberal like the state?
So
imagine
the policy already says that clearly.
Oh, no, it says it both places. So
it does,
imagine that,
but it's
we're,
not.
That we're building a car and that the car is Family Medical Leave. The chassis of the car would be based on the definition in the district of how sick leave is used. So if the definition is at the water department that sick leave is for the employee, and if the definition in the firefighter's contract is the same thing, and our non-union employees, the definition is the same, then in a sense, that's the chassis of our car. We're using that as the chassis of the family leave car that we're building. So
I think the sick leave is the minor piece of the family medical leave. I don't think it's the chassis of it, but
no.
By any means.
No, but whether the employee can, in fact, use sick leave as part of for
no, that's clearly your underlying concern is to differentiate yes or no.
Exactly.
That's
right.
So
yep.
That's what they're the answer they're trying to get.
And right now the answer is no at the water department. It's no at the fire department.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what the answer should be. But that's the
it's maybe not. I mean, it depends on what the policy is.
Well, yes, but the problem is you can't supersede the contract. And the contract is set.
No, there's two classes of employees. The union ones.
Right.
And the non-union.
And the non-union ones. The non-union ones.
We can apply by a different policy.
The four at
your two.
My two.
And
your
five.
Five. So it's entirely reasonable for the policy advisory committee to say, we advise the three boards in the town to have a consistent sick leave policy. For the non-union, that's okay. If that's what the if that's where we're going, then it's up to us and our relative respective committees to figure out how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd take a step back from that, and not to be argumentative here with people who kill a bunch of time, but I'd take a step back from that and say, have the three committees take a look at the sick leave policy and decide whether because I'm not sure that we do, and I that's how I...
And I'm in somewhat agreement with that in the different class of employees we have. You have employees who are, you know, our employees are, tend to be clerical. And there is a major difference.
Well, the two employees of the department that we're talking about are essentially
clerical.
Right. And like I
said, water department is not.
And we wouldn't need a policy if everybody had a job description and we knew what... Like,
well, the policy is going to apply. It doesn't matter really what your job description is.
Well,
unless now we're going to have sub-policies for different...
Well, like a handbook. Their handbook is very clear.
Mm-hmm.
The firefighter's contract is very clear. But what do we have for these other employees?
Well, we have these job descriptions. You have job descriptions. We'll send them to them.
Yeah.
And we'll determine if, in my opinion, I think that Vic's comment is very on point, which is it's really... trust but verify the behavior by the supervisors that we put in place to do that. Now, I will say that a lot of the history behind this conversation has been because there was a supervisor in place at the fire department where there was a problem. And, you know, okay, that's, it's, it, it has been, in my opinion, there's been a remedy for that. A new supervisor, and it doesn't mean that you don't trust him or you don't verify this being a supervisor. But I disagree with that point. That we have to. It's okay to have a policy, and the policy is not going to ever, in my opinion, protect us from, you know, edge cases where someone, says I'm sick and they're not really sick.
Oh yeah, I understand that too. That's reality.
Yeah.
But when it gets to the nitty gritty, and if somebody comes to one of your supervisors and says they want to go out on family medical leave, all I want to make sure is that everybody's aware that there's certain steps that need to be followed. They get followed, and that the documentation is received from the employee's physician to make sure it's a qualifying illness. That's all I want. I just want us to move into the 21st century. I mean, because you can't
and
say...
That's over and above a policy.
I know, but if we kept... But it could be part of the policy to follow the paperwork.
Okay, yeah, we could just say follow the law.
Follow the law.
Because, that's something other than what we're talking about here, you know.
Well, I thought it would be part of, like, the policy to make sure the paperwork gets, you know, followed.
Well, we're not talking about the Family Sick Act, but Sick Leave Act right now. We're talking about sick policy.
Right, but the reason that is because you have to put the horse before the cart, and if you get, in order to know what's going on with family medical leave, you need to know what your definition and what the employee can and can't use their sick leave for.
I don't know. I've read the FMLA before, and I just can't remember if it's spelled out. As far as I'm paperwork is in order for a firefighter. I suspect there's some instrument in the contract that jives with that somehow. And
that's what we need to look at. There isn't. The only thing you have in your contract is that paper I gave you today that has to do with sick leave. That is
so job-related sickness or injury. Job-related sickness compensated pursuant to general laws 41.
Right.
That's injury on the line of duty, so that doesn't follow it.
All right, so I don't know it, Cindy. I don't think you're ever going to be satisfied with this.
Oh, I am going to be satisfied. If you adopted what's going on in the water department, I would go home and I would open up a bottle of champagne.
But so that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm perfectly fine recommending to the two employees that we have that the policy is, you know, you use sick time for your own sickness.
Yep,
I'm perfectly happy to expand it to read like Vic's handbook has.
Yeah, that's all.
But that's only going to apply to the non-union employees.
There's two people.
Right.
Right.
Well, Well, and the union, because theirs is clear in their contract, and the fire, and the water department's clear in their handbook. That's all I want.
Yeah, I suspect that I don't know that it's been sent out in our handbook, in the fireman's contract, that they would be more restricted.
Well, no, we can't.
But I don't want to mix those apples.
The only thing that I can do is modify these documents to say, what's the line? Either your sick time is your,
sick leave must be used for sickness only.
And to clarify, all we can do is go back to our committees and make that recommendation.
Exactly, right. Exactly, but that's what I mean. We're making the recommendation to go back to the committees to make that recommendation.
I can make that recommendation. There's, as it relates to the firemen, you know, we'll use those forms. That's the law. You have to use those forms.
You're supposed to.
I don't think you necessarily have to use
those forms, but you have to adopt this, you have to adopt.
Yeah.
Have a form.
You have to comply with the letter of the law somehow. Mm-hmm. It's not the letter of the form, it's the letter of the law.
Absolutely. And those are federal and state may be different.
Right, they're just meant to be helpful as it relates to, okay, how do you document these things? Because the FMLA is just about documentation, it's only HIPAA.
It's about documentation.
It's just documentation. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You might look at that Paul Rutherford's analysis of what we should change in the handbook, pursuing with the new state.
You mean the executive suite? Warren Rutherford.
Yeah. Well, why don't we?
Yeah, I'd like to take up
the meeting and come back in a month and just look at everything that we've sent out and then decide if we want to put one through or not.
Okay, that's fine. I'm pretty booked for the next few weeks.
Well, so
I will come back.
Why don't you look at your calendar? You get the nice.
I didn't bring my calendar. But throw out some dates and maybe if we could come up with a couple, I can just confirm tomorrow in email.
Okay, so when is April vacation?
That's early this year. It's like the 15th.
Okay. So how about the week of the 23rd? Will you be back?
I'll be back, yeah. Yep.
How about any time, do you have anything the week of the 23rd?
Yeah, I've got something that week.
Okay. Why doesn't everybody look at their calendar the whole week? Okay. So the week before is the week of the 9th?
I leave on the 10th.
Yeah. Of April?
Okay. I do. So is the
Monday the 9th? Does anybody know?
I'm getting back into town on Monday the 9th, so I won't
be
here.
No, that won't be here. Okay. So why don't you return the 30th of April?
Can we do a monkey poll? Does anybody do those?
Sure.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Okay. I think I can probably say that.
April is difficult in the beginning. So the 9th is better. So it's after you get back.
Yeah, after you get back. Why doesn't everybody look at the, do you know what day you're getting back? Why don't you look at when you're getting back, Vic, and send out an email to everybody when you're back, and then we'll look at those dates.
Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I was trying to figure out what it was.
I think it's,
I think it's what?
The heating system.
The heating system. Okay.
See, I'm used to hearing that all the time.
I'll second the motion. Okay. Or if there was a motion. Or I'll make it.
I think I made the motion. Motion to adjourn.
Okay, we're adjourning at 7:54.